Praise the Lord. It's another beautiful day that God has given us for our daily inspiration, a moment to encourage and inspire one another with the Word of God. This is our year of overflow. And this week we are seeing what capacity God is asking us to build as we prepare for overflow. Remember, God will not do what we can do because we can never do what God can do. So God calls on his children to do the ordinary and trust him to do the extraordinary. And so my question, brother and sister, is what is the ordinary that God is asking you to do? Yesterday we saw the example of three kings who went to Elisha because they were famished. In other words, they'd walked for 7 days without water. They were tired. They were feeling like they are just about to die, and they were fearing that when they go to this war, they will be defeated. And Elisha gave them a simple instruction and told them, as tired as you are, fill this valley with ditches, dig trenches. And let me tell you, once you dig the trenches, I will fill them up. And we challenged ourselves that there are trenches that God wants us to dig. There is something God wants us to do so that he can fill, he can overflow our trenches with water. God is not going to bring that overflow unless you're prepared and adequately prepared to handle that particular overflow. I do not want us to reflect on a similar lesson that we find in the New Testament. And this is actually Jesus Christ himself. And we are aware about Jesus attending a wedding in the Canal of Galilee as a guest, and he was just going there to enjoy when a problem arose. And it's always important to make sure that every problem that arises, you have Jesus Christ as your fallback. Because fortunately for these people, Jesus was in that particular ceremony, and the scripture says there was no water. And of course, using the mother of Jesus to speak to his son, and after several exchanges, Jesus gave his instructions. And of course, this is the heart of the matter. How did they get wine? Because their problem was wine. And the scripture says, now from verse 6 of John chapter 2, nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water. So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. Yes, that is the formula of how water turned into wine. There was a question of building capacity. The scripture starts by telling us the capacity of these jars. They were huge jars, 20 to 30 gallons. And it was not one, there were 6 of them. And Jesus gave instructions that they be filled with water. And today, even as we discuss this, my brother, my sister, I want you to start reflecting on the water jars that are nearby. Rarely will God visit your life using a distant miracle. God will, your miracle is never far away from what you trust in God for. It starts by saying, nearby stood 6 stone water jars. There is something that is standing nearby that God is intending to use to reach out. It is God who dictated the environment you are in. It is God who dictated where you are in today. That environment, that marriage, that company, that business, that area, that estate where you stay. There are stone water jars that are nearby. God gave the instructions, fill these stone jars with water. And let me tell you, the miracle did not happen when one of them was full. Not even 2, not even 3, when all of them were full. The scripture says, they filled them to the brim. And it is at that point that Jesus did the miracle. When they drew that water to go and give the master of ceremony, God did it. What stone water jars is God telling you to fill with water? What is it that God is telling you to do? Where do you need to get involved? And God will do the rest. My brother, my sister, my miracle is not, your miracle is not very far away from you. What God is about to do in your life is not far, is not distant from where you are today. God is giving you the same instructions. Do the ordinary. Do what is in your power to do. It might appear difficult. It might be tiring. It might involve you. But at least you can do it. Then trust God to fill, to turn your water into wine. That is how the miracles happened. There was an element of obedience, doing the ordinary, and then trusting God to do the extraordinary. What is the ordinary that God is asking you to do? As you trust God for this year, what stone just is God telling you to fill with water so that he can turn them to be wine? Let us pray together. Gracious Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for speaking to us and encouraging us through your word. Thank you for challenging us to fill the stone jars in our lives with water. Many times you require of us to do the ordinary so that you can do the extraordinary. And I pray that you will help my brother and my sister to identify the areas where you are trusting them to act so that you can be able to do your part. Grant us the wisdom to know what is it that we need to do so that we can bring the overflow that we are trusting you for in our lives. Thank you for speaking to us and thank you for encouraging us. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, my brother and my sister. I'm so grateful for you joining me for this inspiration, sharing your time with me. I don't take it for granted. Thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. And also thank you for those wonderful comments that you have left behind. You are blessed. You are a blessing. I am wishing you a great day, even as you feel you are just with water. God bless you.